welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Stay right there, because we've come into this house and we've gathered in the name of Jesus to worship him. We've come into this house, whatever house you happen to be in, come into his house. We gather together in his name to worship him. That's why we woke this morning, because we can come into his house and gather in his name to worship him. And in times like these, aren't you glad that you have a God whose holiness stands above all the earth? In times like these, we need a God whose worthiness stands above our present circumstances. And in times like these, we need a righteous God who is not righteous just based on what's going in our life, but we need a righteous God. We need a holy God. We need a worthy God. We need a loving God. We need a patient God. We need a healing God. We need a worthy God, and that is the God that we serve, and he is here. And so that's why we can't let go of worship. That's why we can't stop praising, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side right this very Sunday, we don't know where we'd be, and we do know where we'd be. We do know where we'd be. We do know where we'd be. That's why he's worthy. That's why he's worthy, not us. That's why he's holy. That's why he's righteous. No, not one of us, but holy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. We give praise to the Lamb that was slain for us. Hallelujah for the breath that we breathe, the air that fills our lungs. Minister Tamika said the air that breathes, that fills our lungs, that's all we have to give back to God. And so if you've not yet opened up your mouth, wherever you are, just breathe, breathe. And if you can't open up and speak a word, wave, wave. And if you can't wave, pat your feet. And if you can't pat your feet, rock, 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 rock in his arms. Blink for him. Hallelujah. He's worthy of whatever you got to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We stand in the presence of the Most High God, the one who is still the reigning God. And to him we give all reverence, all honor, and glory on this Sunday morning. To him we give all praise. Hallelujah, church. We thank God for worship, and we thank God for word. And we've come to the preaching place. On behalf of the family of Deaconess Mary Dawson, we would like to extend to you our deepest gratitude for your prayers and your thoughtfulness and your acts of kindness. And we are celebrating her life privately, but thank you, and please continue to keep us in prayer. Join me for a reading from God's holy word, Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. Hallelujah. Thank you. We still worship you. And we still love you, Lord. Help our love not to be contingent based on our circumstances. Hallelujah. Sacrificial love is what you give to us. The kind of love that dies in the face of adversity. The kind of love that dies in persecution. Help us to be more. We said we want to be more like you. This is more like you. This is what more like you looks like, Lord. Thank you. Help us to press. Luke chapter 23, and I'll begin reading at verse 33 from the New Revised Standard Version. Have your way. We didn't know what that meant when we started saying, have your way. Will we still trust you to have your way? How long will we trust you? Help us, Lord, help us, help us. We need to learn how to trust you more. Even in this, when we don't see a way out, help us, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Luke chapter 23, verse 33. And the Bible says, that same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And while they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be to you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, church, we're going to talk from the title, "It Is I, It's Still Me." It is I, it's still me. The Bible teaches us that Jesus had been tried by Roman officials, that Jesus had faced persecution by the religious leaders and scoffers, that Jesus had been crucified, Jesus had been buried, and Jesus was resurrected. Jesus returned for a time and appeared to some to bear witness of his victory over death. Jesus appeared to a duo on the road. They were Jesus believers who, after his crucifixion, left the holy city, left Jerusalem, Minister Langham, discouraged and hopeless. And he met them. Hallelujah. He met them on the road, and he revealed who he was. And now they had returned excitedly to the city to tell the 11 remaining disciples. This detailed narrative, this story in Luke, draws our attention in on this one single scene. This was one of those encounters, church. One of those times when people would say, "You should have been there." This was one of those times when people would say, You should have been there, but since you weren't there, girl, let me tell you what happened. You should have been there, but since you weren't, let me tell you what happened, because you'll never believe what happened. And I mean, it might sound, even as I fix my lips to tell you, it might sound unbelievable, but maybe, just maybe, church, maybe we can get something from this story for such a time as this. It is I, it's still me. These believers were in the room. They were in the room talking about Jesus. "The Lord is risen indeed," they shouted. Excited, they confirmed that Simon Peter had already seen Jesus. And then they greeted these travel-worn believers, these two who had just come back, who could barely contain their enthusiasm. They were so excited. "We saw him too." Now, I hope they also in the room talked about the women. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they talked about the other witnesses that Matthew tells us, the Marys. I'm sure they talked about the Marys, the ones who spoke first, according to Matthew, about seeing Jesus, and the ones who shared the gospel message, the good news that Jesus had indeed returned and resurrected, the ones that Jesus told to go and tell the disciples that "I'm on my way and to meet me in Galilee." I'm sure they included them in this story. And here we are in this 24th chapter of the gospel according to Luke. And you may know that Luke is also given credit for writing the Acts of the Apostles, the book that we call Acts. Luke the story of Jesus's ministry on earth. Acts, the story of the building of the early church of Jesus. Luke and Acts together. Luke, the story of Jesus. Acts, the story of the building by the disciples and by followers of Jesus, of Jesus's earthly church. This happened, this 24, happened at the end of Luke, but before the Acts of the Apostles, it was right there in the middle. This story is right there in the middle. This story is the hinge, the bridge between Jesus' earthly ministry and the building of his church, of his people. This is the time when he's preparing, he's sending, he's dispatching the true and living message of the true and living Savior into a false and dying world. This is the moment. This encounter is essential. It's important. It's a part of the final preparation and commissioning before the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and the sending out. And as Jesus himself is handing over the treasure of the ministry of peace to the disciples, to the followers, to us, Jesus says, I need you to have it sealed in your heart just who I am. I need you, before we move forward, church, I need you ready so that you can carry forward the message into hostile territory and in the middle of disturbing times. And so while they were gathered there in the room, while they were sharing together in excitement what had already taken place, while they were sharing their experiences, the Bible says Jesus appears. While they were gathered together, remembering and sharing what had already taken place, while they were sharing their experiences together, the Bible says Jesus appears. While they were remembering the crucifixion and while they were sharing their testimony about how they'd been with Jesus and around Jesus and seen Jesus, Jesus appeared. While we remember what surely has happened, church, while we remember the trauma, while we remember the grief, while we remember the pain, while we remember what we've lost, and while we are sharing the experiences and telling our story, our testimony about the ways that we have seen Jesus show up in our lives, while we're talking about our present circumstances, Jesus appears. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that when we share together, when we fellowship, when we get together from near and far, and when we talk about what has happened and we share in our excitement and in our pain, Jesus appears. If you want somebody who can come into a room and cut through all the noise, if you want somebody who can show up in the room and cut through the chatter to read the room and to be able to discern the hearts and the minds of those that are there, then I encourage you to invite Jesus in the room. Watch what happens when Jesus comes in the room. This is Jesus, the one they were just talking about. This is Jesus, the one they were howdy, howdy, hallelujah, the one they were celebrating. This was Jesus who showed up unexpectedly. And the Bible says in verse 37, they were startled and terrified, troubled and afraid. And they thought that they were seeing a ghost. And it's into this present moment that Jesus poses a challenging question. Jesus said, "Why are you frightened, agitated, stirred up on the inside?" Fear of a supernatural being, of a ghost, of a spirit was common in this time, and Jesus knew that, and so he said to them, "Peace, it's all right." But then he goes even further. Jesus says, not just why are you frightened, Jesus says, why do you doubt? That means, why is there discussion going on and various opinions moving around in your mind about what you're seeing? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? This was at the voice of the Master. This was an invitation, church, an invitation to them, to us, to disclose, to bring forward their confusion. This was an invitation to put on the table their uncertainties, even as Jesus stood there. And even if they didn't answer out loud, because we don't want to tell people why we doubt and why discussion and various opinions arise in our hearts, even if they didn't answer out loud, they had an opportunity to think about what they were thinking about. We have an opportunity to reflect now on the condition of our hearts. They had heard about Jesus. They had confirmed that there were credible witnesses that had seen Jesus moving about. They knew that Jesus was making appearances and that he was on the way. They knew that Jesus was on the way. They knew and were excited that Jesus was on the way, and yet when he showed up, it startled them. Help us, Lord. Why do we come to the place? Why do we come in prayer? Why do we do the invocation? Why do we come and ask God to show up? Why are we excited, we say, and then when the Spirit shows up, we are confounded, confused, and startled by the move of the Holy Spirit. It's like Jesus was saying to them, Listen, I get it, y'all. I understand the initial startle. It's like Jesus was saying, okay, I get it. I showed up. I scared you for a moment. But now, wait a minute. What's going on the inside, Deacon? What? Settle yourself down. Have a seat. Catch your breath. Have a sip of wine, or, you know, contextual, historical context. Or you can have some water, but this was Jerusalem, and there was no Essentia or Brita, so I might have chosen the wine. Just calm down for a minute. Jesus said, it's all right. Look. Jesus said, look. Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. See that it is I myself. Join me in sensing the redundancy of this statement as a way of emphasis. It is I myself. Not just it's me. Ego autos. It's me, I, me. If you're not clear, I'm saying it's me. Me is saying that it's I am here. It is I myself. Jesus said, look, it is I. It's still me. I'm the one who called you to drop your nets. I'm the one who called you to drop your security. I'm the one who told you to lay down your status. I'm the one who said set your plans aside. I'm the one that told you to go on a new way. I'm the one. It is me. It's me. It's still me. I'm the one that said follow me. It's still me. Don't you know who I am? It's me. I'm the rabbi. The rabbi, the one that you spent days and nights and nights and days with, is still me. It is I myself. You know me. You know me. It's me. I'm the one who washed your feet. I'm the one who taught you how to be a humble servant. It's me. It is I. It's still me. You know me. It's still me. Jesus said, I told you that I would never gain the world's riches. I told you I would never be elected or appointed a leader over these earthly kingdoms. It's still me. I told you, so why are you surprised that it went down like it did? It's still me. I told you that this temple would be torn down and that I would raise it up again. I told you. I told you to go and I told you to wait. I told you to wait. I told you to wait. I told you to wait, church. I told you to wait. I haven't changed. It's still me. Look. Jesus didn't just pose the question, what's going on the inside? Jesus gave them a way. Gave them a way to resolve their doubts hanging heavy in the room. This is the God we serve, church. The God who doesn't just leave us hanging without a way through our doubts. Read his word. The Bible says in 39, look at my hands and my feet. Look and see. He said, look and see. Not just see with your eyes, look and know. You're not sure yet, that's all right. Stare at them. Look and see, behold. Look and see, perceive. Look and see at my hands and my feet. Look at my hands. Come on, don't run to the door. Come on, you got to get closer. If you come close, beloved, you can see. If you come close, church, you can see. If you come close, my sister, you can see. If you come a little closer, daughter, son, you can see. Come closer, my brother, you need to come close. Some things you don't see. Some things you don't get to see about Jesus until you come close. Hallelujah. Some details about the suffering are a little scary until you come close. He said, look, the nail prints, remember? It's still me. It is I. It's still me. Jesus says, some scars heal, but they don't go away. And they don't go away, Minister Tamika, because I might need to show somebody one day that it's still me. Remember these hands that touch blinded eyes? It's still me. Remember these feet, all those miles we walked together? That was me that was with you then, and it's me that is here now. But not only does Jesus invite them in for a closer look, he does what magicians and liars will never do. He said, touch me and see. He pulled back the curtain. I'm open. Touch me and see. For a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see that I have. Look and see. It's really me. Now touch me and see. You know it in your heart. You're allowed to examine me up close, church. This is the God who we can come close to. This is the one that says you can look everywhere. It's consistent. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the Jesus that says you can come up close and examine me. I've got nothing to hide, and I've got everything to reveal to you. Jesus says, I am the perceivable one. And you know enough about me, church. Don't be discouraged. You know enough about me. You've seen me long enough. You know that it's me. You trusted me then, so trust me now. And thanks be to God, Jesus asked them if they had something to eat. They gave him fish to eat, further demonstrating that he was flesh and bones. But in the midst of all of this, in the midst of their doubts and their wonderings and their concerns and their not yet knowing if this in fact is Jesus, the one they had spent days and nights with, Jesus never banished them away. You need to know others have rejected you. Others have said you've hit the limit with their patience and their love. But Jesus never left them. He remained with them. And he didn't stay there because they had gotten it together. Jesus doesn't hang with us because we worked it out. Jesus doesn't stay with us because we figured it out. Jesus doesn't stay with it because we're all settled all together. He didn't stay with them because they were resolved, and it wasn't because they were fully sure. Because the Bible says, while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. While in their worship with raised and elevated hands, while in their singing and praise dancing, they were disbelieving and still wondering. While in their serving communion, they were disbelieving and still wondering. While in their singing, they were disbelieving and still wondering. While in their preaching, they were disbelieving and still wondering. What does it mean for us to be disbelieving and uncontrollably excited about the possibilities in Jesus. What does it mean for us to be distrusting of this current experience with Jesus and in awe of the miracles that are taking place right in front of us? Thanks be to God that Jesus didn't turn away from them and he won't turn away from us. Instead, he speaks right into this tension because in the real world, it's rarely one or the other. It's never black or white, but it's both and. This is the reality of our humanity. While in our joy, we are disbelieving. While in our pain and our uncertainty, we celebrate seeing him and knowing that he's right here. Jesus, the one you know, the one who has been with you, teaching you, caring for you, guiding you, that Jesus, he will show up, disciples. He will show up. Jesus said, I feel you. I feel you in this room wondering if the whole world is crashing down around you. I feel you. I hear you wondering if I'll really come back from the crucified moment. Jesus says, I know that you're on lockdown. I know that you're isolated from the world. I know that you're uncertain about the dangers that are waiting for you right outside these doors. Jesus says, I know that you're wondering where I am. You know I said I'd be back, but why, Lord? Why is it taking so long? I am here. It is I. It's still me. And I really need you to grab hold of this. You got to get this right now like never before. Because you're going to have to get through some tough times in this world. Some of your darkest days are still ahead, and you're going to have to be my witnesses. But in order for you, hallelujah, to be able to tell the world who I am, you've got to know me for yourself. It's me. It's really me. Settle that in your heart. Establish that in your mind. Jesus said to them, 2,000 years from now, people are going to hear about this moment and wonder if they can make it. They're going to wonder if they can push past their fears, beyond their questions and doubts during the most traumatic experiences of their lives, and they will wonder if I can be trusted. You're going to need to know. You're going to need you can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him kind of faith, the kind of faith that can withstand all that is to come through famine, through pestilence. It's still me. Jesus says to us today, if you're wondering if it's me, come closer. Look and see. Touch me and see. Even as he stands here today, I want you to know that it is I. It's still me. I need you to know that you know that you know. That even after all that we've been through, even after all that has already happened, it's still me. Even after scars and all of the pain, is that your testimony, believer, on today? Can you lift your hand and show somebody, look, you remember when that happened? Hallelujah. It's still me. You remember when the pain came? Look, it's still me. Lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, buked, and scorned, talked about, sure as you're born, but it's still you, sister. It's still you. You're still here. You made it. And Jesus says, I am still the Messiah. I am still the anointed one, full of power. It's still me. I walked on water. It's me. It is I. I walked through the valley. It's still that same Jesus. That's me. I'm the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave. It's still me. It's still me. I am the shepherd and the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. Don't you know that it is I, it's still me. I am Jehovah. I am your king. I am the Messiah, David's offspring. I am your high priest. I am the Christ. I am the resurrection. I am the life. It's still me. Trust me, I haven't changed. I am the bread and I am the wine. I am your future, so leave your past behind. I am the one in the midst of two or three. We don't need a crowd. I am your tabernacle and your jubilee. Jesus says, I am hope. I am peace. I am joy. I am rest. I am your comfort and relief from your stress. I am strength. I am faith. I am love. I am power. I am your freedom. This very hour, don't you know who I am? I haven't changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You've got to be able to tell the generations. Will you tell your children and your children's children that I am the same? I am the same forever. I am the same. Tell them. Show them your scars. Tell them it was He. He showed up unexpectedly. He was the same I am at the bedside, and He was the same I am at the graveside. He's the one, the very same one that helped a single mother raise three children by herself. That was Him that did that. Tell Him He's the same. Tell Him He's the one that rescued you from the pit of hell. Tell Him it's still Him. He's still here. He's on His way. He's not forgotten about us. He's coming, the same one who spoke to the waves and said, peace, be still. The one who the winds and the waves must obey. The one whom everyone has got to bow down. For it is at the name of Jesus that knees have to bow. Disease has to bow. Famine has to bow. Confusion has to bow. Suffering has to bow. Sin must bow. It is at the name of this Jesus, the persecuted one, the crucified one, the resurrected one, the one who stands here in the midst of two or three. He is the one. It is I, Jesus says. You can trust me because it's still me. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hold to His hand, His scarred and nail print hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to His unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebrate the God who announces Himself to the world, who stands above all else, who stands above all authorities, who stands above all others, who stands above all powers. And He says, I am the King of kings. I am the Lord of lords. There is none like me in all the earth. This, my sister, is the God you serve. He's still in control. He's still in control as it concerns you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You. We thank You that even in our doubts, even through the witnesses that we've heard, even though we've seen You ourselves, even though we disbelieve, oh God, You don't run from us, but You challenge us to remember who You are. Thank You, Lord God, that Your word is full of Your witness. Hallelujah. Thank You that Your saints are full of the testimony. And so we will be encouraged. We will believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, for we've not seen the righteous forsaken, or Your seed begging bread. We will lift up our heads and be lifted up. Thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You for worship. Thank You, oh God, that You are the true and living Savior. And now, if there be one, if there be one or two, if there be 100 or 200, if there be 1,000 or 2,000, we want you to know the blood still works, and there's room for you at the foot of the cross. If you are here, wherever here is, and you need the kind of God, the consistent one, the one who won't throw you away, the one who always be I am that I am. If you need a Savior, and you do, then we invite you to follow this Jesus, the one who died for you. He came born of a woman. He walked this earth. He healed and He saved. He delivered. He set free. He got on Calvary's cross. He didn't change His mind. Through the suffering and pain, He stayed there so that he could be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. We were born in sin, and we needed a covering that could only come from the blood of Jesus, the blameless lamb, and he died for us. He was buried and he rose, securing a place in eternity for us if we accept him. And so if you need to accept him on today, you've not made Jesus your Lord, tell him, Lord, I need you to save me. I'm a sinner, but I know that you can. Please, Lord, accept me into your family. Lord God, save and clean me up. You don't have to come clean. You can't clean yourself up. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, oh God, for those who have gone away from you, from the church, because of the doubts. They've overwhelmed our hope. Thank you, oh God. Draw them back to you even right now. If you've been away and you want to come back, Jesus never left the room. Hallelujah. He's still standing there saying, come on, sweetie. Come on in and let me hug on you. Let me love on you. I've never left you. If you need to come back to relationship with Jesus, he is only a prayer away. Only open up your mouth and invite him in. Ask the Lord to come into your home. Ask the Lord to come into your home and bring his peace. Ask him to come into your room. Let him sup with you. Let him invite you to come even closer, Christian. Draw even closer and see the nail prints in his hands and feet. They'll encourage you to know that he overcome, and so will we. Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you for eternal life in you. Amen. And amen.